Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. approval of another vaccine against the coronavirus could be close. A Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee is reviewing the Moderna vaccine today. If the committee gives its approval, the FDA would grant the vaccine an emergency use authorization. Meantime, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Mike Pence are set to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The White House says Pence will get his shot on Friday. There was no immediate word on when or if President Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. U.S. lawmakers are nearing agreement on an almost $750 billion aid deal addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus. The aid package is based on a $908 billion proposal unveiled by a bipartisan group of senators earlier this week and will likely set aside the two major points of contention between the parties, business liability protections and state and local aid. President-elect Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round almost certainly will need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said President Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is said to be quarantining after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to meet with President-elect Biden's nominee to succeed him later today. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors say a Kenyan-born militant has pleaded not guilty to conspiring to carry out a terrorist attack using an aircraft. Cholo Abdullah was arrested in the Philippines last year and transferred here to the U.S. on Tuesday to face six federal charges related to alleged terrorism. The Justice Department says Abdullah, acting at the direction of an unnamed senior al-Shabaab commander, traveled in 2016 to the Philippines to enroll in a flight school to train for a possible 9/11 style attack. Abdullah faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 20 years in prison, but a possible maximum sentence of life if convicted of the charges. Well, the World Health Organization said that countries in the Asia-Pacific region are not guaranteed to have early access to COVID-19 shots and urge them to adopt a long-term approach to the pandemic. The WHO's coordinator for essential medicines and health technology said while some countries that have independent vaccine purchase agreements might start vaccination campaigns in the coming months, others could see vaccination begin in the middle or late 2021. Fiji imposed a nationwide curfew overnight after urging people near the coast to move to higher ground as the island nation prepared for a major cyclone to hit. Cyclone Yasa was expected to hit two main islands later today or early Friday. Authorities imposed the overnight curfew and declared a state of natural disaster. Stores were closed and streets were empty in the capital city of Suva. The Court of Arbitration for Sport is set to rule later today whether to uphold a ban on Russian athletes competing in international events in connection with accusations of a state-sponsored doping program. The World Anti-Doping Agency issued a four-year ban last year barring Russia from competing at the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, the 2022 Winter Olympics in China, the 2022 World Cup Football Tournament, and other events. Russia has dismissed the ban, calling the actions politically motivated. And a French court convicted 14 people in connection with the January 2015 attacks on the Charlie Hebdo satirical magazine in a Jewish supermarket in Paris. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.